Hello, everyone. Here we are at KHDX 93.1. This is Rhodes Daigle and
David Samuel, Underground Tracks.
Yep. So here we are this week. Kind of coming back after last week's
crazy battle.
Yeah, just the way. Yeah, let's say things have changed. The room dynamic has changed. So this week is something that, I don't know, may scare a few people. That's all I'm going to say about it. So this week we're doing stoner rock and stoner metal.
Yes.
I hope y'all are ready for this. We'll see what it's like.
Yeah.
Hopefully y'all find something. It's actually a little bit more diverse than you probably think.
Yeah. I'm really not familiar. So, yeah. I think, you know, this will be a learning experience for everyone.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all are ready. And I hope y'all weren't turned off by the word metal. This is definitely not as heavy, usually. Most people think. But here we go.
Yeah, it's not screamo.
We're not doing any of that. We're not screaming. We're not doing anything that. This is just heavy guitar.
Yeah.
Just really heavy rock. This is kind of stuff that stemmed from Black Sabbath. So we'll
What's the first track here?
Here we have. We're gonna start with the song "Seer" by Witch. Just Witch. There's a couple Witch bands that kind of make their way in here. But this is Seer by Witch, and that's what we're going to start y'all off with. Right. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Seer by who's that by?
Witch.
Witch, right, yes.
Just Witch. Yes. Yeah. So
that's I like that. I like that one a lot.
I'll start us off with that one because I just have been listening to that song so much and I love it. It's pretty long, but I mean I can dig it.
Witch.
Yeah. So you'll notice there's three bands here today with the name, I think, with the word witch in them. There's Witch. Yeah. We got Electric. Wait, no, we're not doing that. We're doing Mountain Witch and Witchcraft.
Only on KHTX.
So, yeah. So we're going to hit you with two songs here now. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you Over and Over Again by Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats.
Ooh, we got some Red Fang.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have Hank.
Hank is Dead.
Hank is Dead by Red Fang.
Yes. As I understand it, they have a very tense relationship with the nerds.
They do.
Red Fang.
They definitely hate nerds. yeah, thanks to Mr. Vaughn, my old biology teacher in high school, I found Red Fang, and they have some pretty funny music videos, honestly. They have some good stuff, but we'll just let y'all hear it and see what you think. Got Over and Over Again by Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats, and Hank is Dead by Red Fang. Here we go.
Yeah. There we go.
It just had Over and Over Again by Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats and Hank is Dead by Red Fang. So, yeah. Red Fang is kind of what got me started on this whole kind of batch of artists, I guess. This kind
batch of
stuff.
Batch of witches.
Yeah, this batch of witch artists. So, everybody should go listen to Prehistoric Dog by Red Fang. And you need to watch the music video because I promise you will not regret it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a sight to behold. So that's that. And I'm going to give y'all another little pair here of songs. So first up, y'all may have heard of these guys. Them Crooked Vultures. Have you ever heard of them? It's actually, I think Dave Grohl's in this band, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. Oh, okay. It's led by Josh Homme. I think that's how you say his last name. He's the guy from Queens of the Stone Age. Who I also have on here, but that's safe for later. But it's, so it's him, Dave Grohl, and you know, one of those super groups, kind of. Yeah. So we're gonna have play the song.
That's a team.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm gonna play "New Fang" by them. Probably the most popular track, but I feel like they may be a little bit out of reach. You know, yeah, maybe, I mean, might as well get away with it.
I've never heard of the band. You know.
All right. Well, perfect. So yeah, like, they definitely have some weird songs, but I mean, I was like, might as well just put this because it's really good. So might as well just put it on here. And then we're going to give you Don't Run Our Hearts Around by Black Mountain.
Sounds a little spooky.
Yeah, definitely spooky. So Black Mountain, I don't know, they're pretty previous, but for some, I mean, maybe 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
That's where it's going to kind of, that's a little bit different than these other songs. So maybe just like listen to that one and I don't know. It's a little bit, not as similar to like Red Fang and Witch, but still got that, that kind of stoner rock theme that we got going here. So, yeah, here we go. Yeah. New Fang and Don't Run Our Hearts Around. This is KHDX 93.1.
Stay tuned.
There we go. Here we go.
turn our hearts around. Don't hit them to the ground. Don't run our hearts around. Don't hit them to the ground. Don't run our hearts around. Don't hit them to the ground. Don't run our hearts around.
I don't run a heart.
And we're back. So here we go. This is Rose Daigle and David Samuel. Once again, many slurs. And this is Underground Tracks at KHDX 93.1.
Got a nice playlist for you.
Sorry, we're having a good time with the booth over. Sorry, we were just laughing at these songs. It's just this lineup is just,
yeah, this is just, it's totally bonkers, funny. I would say.
Yeah, definitely
this whole,
bonkers.
This whole playlist, which is crazy.
And to any, you know, Copter Connor Shelby, or if y'all are Philip, if y'all are listening, it's bonkers.
Shout out.
So here we go. Next two songs for you. We got Haunted by War by Mountain Witch.
Hey, another witch.
Another witch. This is witch number two.
Yeah.
And then we have Misery Keeper by Electric Citizen.
Mm. No, I haven't heard that one.
No caps on that band, if you notice. I don't know why. It's just Electric Very Citizen. I really enjoy Electric Citizen. I've gotten into them recently, so I hope you'll enjoy this song. It's got a female lead, unlike most of the other bands. Mm. So here, definitely leaning towards the metal side, but it's got that heavy rock kind of classic metal sound to it. But here we go. Haunted by War by Mountain Witch and Misery Keeper by Electric Citizen. Hope y'all enjoy. We'll be right back.
right. Welcome back to Underground Tracks, 93.1 KHDX. And you just heard Haunted by War and Misery Keeper. And I really like those songs. Those are good.
Yeah. Got Mountain Witch, Witch number two. So I got one more for you. Don't worry. Yeah. So I kind of said what I needed to say about those before. Yeah. I really like Electric Citizen. Started listening to those recently. She's got a pretty intense voice. But I mean, I dig it. So, all right. Next two songs. Might be my favorite two songs on this playlist. So this band Graveyard, I started listening to like in middle school. I'm obsessed with them, honestly. I know you've heard me talk about them a lot.
Yeah.
They are from Sweden, I believe. And God,
the heartland of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, these guys have like this really classic rock feel to them, mm-hmm. but they still touch that stoner rock kind of vibe. And I everybody needs to just kick back and listen to this track. It's called High Singing Blues. And I'll tell you what, this whole album is just a godsend. I mean, like, The Siren is probably their most famous song, and it is just, oh God, it's so good.
Yeah, you showed me that before.
Definitely. And then we have No Angel or Demon by Witchcraft, and I love Witchcraft. I've started listening to them in high school, and they're just quality stuff. Quality stuff. So without further ado, we're just going to give you all these two. We've got High Singing Blues by Graveyard, and No Angel or Demon by Witchcraft. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. So here we are. Just gave you some High Singing Blues by Graveyard and No Angel or Demon by Witchcraft. My two favorite songs on here. I love him. Hope y'all enjoyed him as well. Yeah.
Witchcraft.
God, I love his voice. It's just so... Yeah. That's exactly what I expect from Witchcraft. And the lyrics are just so... They're just exactly what you'd expect from a band named Witchcraft. Graveyard, all-around great band. Mm-hmm. I think they've got everything going for them, honestly. I mean, I'm just a huge fan, so really, that's why I'm saying that, probably. But I really do think they have one of the best rock sounds in, you know, what we got right now. So, David, do you want to let us know what we got up next?
Are we doing both those tracks?
Yeah, we're going to do those, cool. Too.
Okay, so we got another two for you guys. 100 Degrees by, do you say, is it Kius or Caius?
It's Caius.
Caius.
Yeah, that is another one that's by the same guy, Joshua Hami.
Oh, I see.
Same guy from Queens of Stone Age. This is his first band, actually.
How many projects
do they have? He has a lot. So many projects. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And then The Vampire Strikes Back by Salem's Fight.
Heck yeah.
You know, that's another... Is that making like an allusion to like Salem witch trials?
I think so.
At this point.
Honestly.
So maybe another witch.
I'll show you their album cover, okay. And y'all should all look at it because it's pretty funny. It reminds me of what we do in the shadows, honestly. Not joking. Yeah,
The Vampire Strikes Back.
Yes. So we're going to give you 100 Degrees by Caius and The Vampire Strikes Back by Salem's Pot. Here we go. You're listening to Underground Tracks 93.1 at KHDX with Rose Daigle.
And David Samuel. Stick witch us.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Right, welcome back to Underground Tracks. I apologize for the horrible pun. So you just heard, you heard 100 Degrees by Caius and The Vampire Strikes Back by Salem's Pot.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we're just about to finish up here. Mm-hmm. We have two more tracks for you. And I believe these two people are the fathers of what you could say stoner metal. So we've got Children of the Grave by Black Sabbath. Mm. And then
I would say so.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I go as far as, I mean, Black Sabbath is like the father of all metal.
I think so.
I mean, they're just, that's just what they are. They started that. They definitely started that movement. So I might as well just give it to them. So I thought I might as well just throw them in here. So we have Children of the Grave by Black Sabbath, and we have Give the Mule What He Wants by Queens of the Stone Age. And I feel like Queens of the Stone Age kind of, I feel like they're kind of notorious for their Songs of the Deaf. Mm-hmm. Songs for the Deaf? Yeah, Songs for the Deaf. I feel like that album is what really like got stoner metal and stoner rock on the radar. Because he had Caius before, but he really, you know, Joshua Homme became known for, you know, the Queens of the Stone Age. So we're going to finish you off with those two tracks, and, you know, just to get informed, I hope my friend Josh Mathias is listening. I hope he's doing well with his expedition into the military. And so here we go. We're going to finish y'all off. There we go. Children of the Grave by Black Sabbath and Give the Mule What He Wants by Queens of the Stone Age. And we are out. We will see y'all next week. This is KHDX 93.1 Underground Tracks with Rose Daigle and
David Samuel.
Here we go.
See you guys later.